Good evening, or whatever time of day it is for you when you listen to this live here on BBS Radio on Monday, October 14, 2019. Another 1 hour episode with Winfrey and Terry Brown in Sedona, Arizona. Mondays means usually a wild card. We might have open mics. We might have a guest. Time will tell. And yes, Jeannie, thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you for being here.
It is my pleasure. Yeah, that is a pretty cool song that I was playing, huh?
Is that Lorena McKennitt?
I don't think so. No. They see all with this console. I cannot even see the artist anymore, I think. Maybe this one I do. No, it is that the band name is Nightwish.
Oh, okay.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location.
Hello, hi. It's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome to you, Jane.
Thank you.
Hi, Jane.
Thank you for being here.
Hi, everybody.
And Jeannie, it was a song that was played, I think, in the recorded by, I think, a solo singer, I think in like the 70s or 80s, so this is a cover.
The band was from the 70s or 80s?
The original song. It's called Sleeping Sun. Yes.
Okay.
Sleeping Sun.
It sounded a little like Lorena McKennitt's voice, but I don't know.
Hey, It might be her. I don't know who the lead singer is from Nightwish. I know that lead singer, she did leave that band some time ago.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't heard her for a long time. I have one of her albums, but I...
Mm-hmm. Oh, she was solo. Okay.
Yeah, she was solo for a while. I don't know before or after. If she was in mm-hmm. that band, it might have been before or after, but... Yeah, she's definitely solo when I got there.
What is her name again?
Lorena McKennitt.
Okay.
I think it's Lorena, and then McKennitt, maybe something like that.
Okay.
She did a lot of, kind of... old traditional English folk
mm-hmm.
songs, things like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But she had a really nice voice. I really liked her stuff.
All right, I'll check it out. YouTube. And I welcome everyone that is listening in online through BBS. Thank you so much for being here. We are 1 minute away from the hour. And of course, what we do every day, 7 p.m. Pacific time, is our Whole Planet Healing conference call. This is where we gather, and Vin usually starts with reading an excerpt from the channeled material. And then we put worldly issues in the love light, like the earthquakes, like wars, like anything that we can improve on. All right. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location. Good evening, Shirley. Welcome.
We can barely hear you, Shirley.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And somebody else in? Two more people. Welcome. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Debbie from Costa Mesa, California.
Welcome, Debbie. Hi. Good evening.
Hello. Hi. Hey, everybody.
Hi. This is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, guys.
Hello, Don.
Hi, Don.
Welcome, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hi, everybody.
Good Good evening and welcome to the Monday call. Please say a name and location.
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Hello, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Good evening.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Thank
Hi,
you for
everybody.
Being here. I said thank you for almost being here on time.
Well, thank you. We welcome everybody on BBS and checked in before the call. But where are they? Maybe people are getting bored.
No, they got the Wynn virus.
They got what?
The Wynn virus.
The Wynn virus?
Yes.
What's that?
Showing up late.
Hang on, I'm checking into the console.
Good evening, welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location.
Hi, it's Janine from Salt Lake City.
Welcome, Janine.
Hi,
Janine.
Hi.
Hi,
Janine. Awfully quiet.
Well, I can tell you something, Janine.
What?
Everybody loves you when everybody loves you. And that's where it stops.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
I feel loved on this call.
All right.
So let's see who I see here. I see Jane. I see Debbie. I see Don. I see Jean. Hi, Susan Walnut Creek.
That is BBS.
BBS. Well, they're in Walnut Creek. They're in Walnut Creek, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Would you like to say
good evening.
Name?
Welcome to the conference call. Please say a name.
This is Terry in Sedona.
Hi, Terry.
Hello, Terry. Welcome.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, everybody.
Terry.
Hi.
Anything unexciting going on in the world today?
Anything unexciting that is the Turkish behavior with apparently fighting in Syria. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location.
Hi. Welcome back. This is Cecil of C6C Serpent from Seattle.
Cecil, flying high. Welcome.
Cecil.
Yeah. Hey,
Hi, Cecil.
Hi, folks. I need to have you put me and my wife, Betty, in a light today if you can.
Right.
Not well at all.
Mm-hmm.
Back is really, really sore, and she's kind of scrambled in her mind.
Have you tried anything to fix her?
I've tried everything I can think of. I got Tramadol. I've rubbed her back with Soothenol, which is a liniment kind of thing made just for that purpose. I've gotten nutrients down her as the best I can. I got some Juice Plus, which is micronutrients.
Mm-hmm.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location.
My name is Nick, and I'm from Perth, Western Australia.
Hello, Nick. Welcome.
Hey, man. How are you? Hi, everybody. What's happening? What are we talking about?
We're talking about Cecil's wife's back.
Probably a sciatic nerve thing. It's running down her leg, nerve pain all the way down the side of her leg. And
bad.
Yeah, she can't even get up and walk.
Have you ever tried a really good masseuse?
Good chiropractor?
No, well, either a chiropractor or a masseuse.
Would acupuncture be that guy? I don't know anybody. Well, I know somebody that do acupuncture, but our insurance won't cover it. We do have a chiropractor that is covered and is really good. He has a little machine called a Pro Adjuster that works quite well, and he's very experienced. We've had him for years and years and years. But he's not in very much of the time, and a problem of getting her there. I can't even get her out of bed today.
Mm-hmm. Does it help when she goes?
Yeah. Generally does, almost immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Been looking at acupuncture. I want to try. I'm not a big fan of needles, but I want to try it.
It's quite wonderful, and the needles don't bother you.
We had somebody else join in here at the call. Welcome. Please say a name and location. Helen.
Hi.
Helen. Welcome, Helen.
Thank you.
Hi, Helen.
Hey. Hi, Helen.
Helen?
Hey, family.
Oh, Helen.
Yes.
Why? Helen. Why do you call your email Wolf something? What is it? Wolf what?
Wolf spirit.
Wolf spirit.
Wolves are family. Wolves take care of each other.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location.
Roger in Austin.
Hey, Roger. Welcome.
Roger.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, everybody. Now, you sent me another good email recently, Roger.
Hello.
But I can't remember what it was.
That happens as you get older. They tell me.
Welcome to the club.
I'm not gonna confess to that.
You don't have to confess to that. That's just what happened. Like it or not.
You know, it's very interesting because, you know, when you get older, you start getting more out of your body.
Yeah, and you know what I found out is that birthdays are good for you.
They are?
Yeah, the more you have, the longer you live.
Well, I guess that's good.
Yeah, they keep reminding you of how old you are.
Yeah, that too.
Forgetting now, things can be a blessing as well.
What do you think that makes us want to live?
Fear of death.
Fear of death, yeah.
Fear of death.
And we shouldn't be afraid of death, but most of us don't know that. And even those that know it, I think we still have that in the mind that it's not going to be a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it is.
Well, I'm still wondering why I'm here in the first place.
Well, I knew an 86-year-old lady that was kept saying that to us every time we went to see her. Now she's dead. Finally.
That's how you said what?
You know, I can't.
Oh, don't tell me you're going to go on this.
What?
She wasn't 86, she was
96. I'm on a conference call.
As long as you're on Earth, you get to eat chocolate.
There you go. That's what you stick around for.
Yeah.
And hey, I'm looking forward.
What?
I'm looking
why
forward.
Go
ahead, Vince.
Go ahead.
I'm looking forward to go to the other side. Really, I do. But I'm not ready for it yet. I have too much things that I want to, you know, take care of over here now. So.
And I don't think that ever changes.
Maybe so.
Unless you get really, really sick and really hurting, and then probably you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not just chocolate. It's chocolate ice cream.
Chocolate anything nowadays.
Yum.
Even the dark chocolate. And that's supposed to be better for you. Diabetes-wise.
Who said chocolate ice cream?
Roger.
Roger. Roger, you're exceptionally loud today. Your volume.
Okay, I'm using a Bluetooth device with my hearing aid. I don't know how close to hold it. So.
No, we hear you fine.
Okay, good.
I don't think, well, I don't know. Maybe it's a little disturbing. It's like, I never heard you so loud.
Whatever you did, though, is working.
Well, how am I now?
You're
That's fine.
Okay, good.
Hi, just for my education, or all of our educations, what's going on with the Kurds and the Turkish? Who are the bad guys if there is one? Hello. I would like to say your name in your city.
Dr. Art in Hampton, Virginia.
Dr. Art.
Hey there.
Hi, Dr. Art.
Hey, how you doing?
Hope you are well.
Keep your fingers crossed.
Kais, are you here? Did you disappear?
Hey, let's keep our not our hopes there, but our fingers crossed. All right.
Hey, Wynn, make sure you get the information on his from the horn, will you?
I've asked him three times. Okay. But I will keep asking. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I will get it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. All right. I love you, son. Have a good night. Bye.
Now, whoever's talking now. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Wynn.
Everybody.
Hi, would you talk a moment? Say something.
Yes. I just had my daughter. I had to answer my phone because my daughter calling me. She said, well, I can't believe it. Another email. They're telling me I got another $4,000 scholarship.
Fantastic.
So let's first make sure it's real. She doesn't know yet for sure.
Sound like good spam material.
That could
like
be, yeah.
You know,
but
hi.
We'll see.
You're coming in as Wynn Free.
Because I forgot to change the name. I came through the via voiceover internet vertical.
I see.
But at least he's here.
Hey, you might call me Wynn for a change.
But I always tell them I don't care what they call me as long as they call me in time for dinner.
Hi. Well, we better start.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Go ahead, Lynn.
Would you like to say your name and your city?
Hi, it's Bonnie.
Hello, Bonnie.
It's Nico.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Bonnie.
Are you not, you're not in the bar, are you?
Oh, no.
All right. Yeah. So, Vin, what do we have planned for tonight?
Well, I was going to talk or have a discussion about grace. And, God, not many people are here today. I don't blame them. We do so many calls. But, Jerry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. Yeah, I would like to have a discussion about grace.
Yeah.
Because that was an amazing experience for me. Really amazing.
Amazing grace. Amazing grace.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We have another person join in. Hold on 1 second. We had one person join in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
From Dallas.
Hi, Teddy. Welcome. And who came in next?
Another one, too.
And the other person, feel free to say your name and location, unless when you're Dr. Art,
Sarah,
then you don't have
Chicago.
To.
Hi, Sarah.
I'm sorry, who? Is it Sarah?
Yes, Sarah from Chicago. Hi.
Hi, Sarah. Welcome.
Hi, Sarah.
Thank you.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Terry Brown.
Hello, Dr. Art.
Terry Brown, which experience were you talking about? The one in yesterday's call or earlier?
The one of grace, the one in yesterday's call.
Okay.
Hey, I'm gonna start off recording this.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, 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 everyone.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, Prudy.
Hello.
Prudy, your voice is getting better.
Yeah,
really?
Younger. Yeah.
Well, maybe
Chicago
I feel
voice.
Better. I think I feel better.
The recording has started.
This is October 14th, 2019. Wynn and Terry in Sedona, everybody everywhere. And this is our Monday night wild card night. We have all our mics open right now. Special hello to everyone listening on BBS. And thank you for being patient. We're getting our steam up. And
Roger, you're making noise.
Sorry.
Is that Roger or Terry?
It was
Roger. That was me.
Oh, you too. All right.
I yawned.
Sorry about that.
And Don Herman is muted. And Helen is making noise.
I don't know, but that's not me.
Well, it is you. Just in a different body.
Oh, jeez.
Muted.
You know, it's very interesting to watch the process of this group. And how we have shifted. But the more we shift, the more we know we have to shift. You know, one of the things is we get comfortable now. That's eyes making noise.
Adjusting my headset.
Okay. We get comfortable with being accepted.
Unmuted.
I'm just curious. Now you're all unmuted, so don't make a bunch of background noise. How many of you have actually felt accepted in your life, aside from this call? And any time in your life, it doesn't mean you have to feel accepted in your entire life or acceptable. But how many of you just felt content and accepted? If you want to share it.
I have.
Yeah, I think so.
Who said I have?
This is Terry from Dallas.
Okay. Do you want to share it, Terry? Like the experience? Are you feeling that way in your life right now?
Just a small amount, just a small aspect I do, but not on the whole.
What was the circumstance where you really felt accepted?
In family situations. Accepted by my children.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And since I brought the topic up, I was thinking, when did I feel accepted? Hello. Now.
You?
I'm just looking. Hives is coming in with wind free. And I saw it get muted, and I said, "Oh, I better check and see if people can still hear me."
So, let's see.
In any case,
that could be confusing.
It can be. on one of the calls, there's three of me. Sometimes four of me that show up on the console.
Different aspects of yourself.
Right. Was that Hives?
No.
That wasn't Hives that said it. Cecil.
Sounded like Cecil.
Yeah, because it looks like Hives is still muted. Okay. And I don't know exactly how that.
Those are all aspects seeking acceptance.
Yes. You know, you can edit the names on the console. So somebody, I don't know how Hives got edited to be Winfrey. I assumed somebody did it, you know?
Yeah, I did it.
You did it, Prudy?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I try to keep up with everyone and plug them in.
Well,
that's me.
Okay.
I thought he had an explanation for that.
Now, for some reason, I can't even edit the Hives Winfrey name.
I didn't put Hives Winfrey in there. What you do is you click the little pen icon next to the name or the phone
right,
number.
No, I know that, but there's no pen icon next to the name.
Maybe you're the host, perhaps, one of your host numbers.
Maybe the host can't be edited. But somebody had to edit it, because now, let me go back and see if anyone else is the host here.
I'm wondering if one of the hosts is a console. And maybe that cannot be edited, but the name certainly can. And there should be an icon. I'll check on Whole Planet Healing.
Terry,
I think you have to do it each individual call. Because when
right,
I was on...
Each call has its own memory of names.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh. Because I started working on last Monday or Sunday. I can't remember. But they were... There was nobody there, so I started, you know, where I could.
Yeah.
Yep.
But, I mean, Terry is a host, and I can edit her. She's got a pen. And there's another anonymous that's a host that maybe that's you. Are you a moderator?
Who, me?
Yeah.
No. No, I'm on
All
the
right.
regular. It could be someone coming in with the host number, logging in that way, and they would show up as a host, perhaps, if anyone did that on the call.
Let's see who it is. Whoever that is. Oh, it's me.
It's our ghost host. October, after all. Must be a ghost.
Well,
a host with a mouse.
Okay. I wanted to start the ball rolling here on the topic of grace. And it was very interesting, and I kind of understood it. But then at the end of the Sunday call, we did a session on grace on Sunday. And this was the second session, I believe, where I've ever talked about grace in years. And it's like a really good topic because it surprised me. I didn't even bring up the word grace. The Elohim did. And they said that there was a council of the Elohim, which was called grace. And it was a very high level of the Elohim. And grace had the ability to rearrange reality, to change molecules around so that people would experience miracles or some kind of
amazing synchronicity. If I could insert something there, before I lose it, Grace, when you say has the ability to rearrange reality, the grace has to stay outside of reality to be able to go in and dip into it and change it. It has to remain senior and bigger than all reality to be able to go in and change it and being in a master.
That means
does that make sense?
That means grace must be forgetful, right?
No, it doesn't mean that.
Has to get out of the way like Terry.
What?
Has to get out of the way like Terry does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, no, it does make sense. But as much sense as it makes in my mind, it's like trying to picture what actually happens. You know, in an old model of God, God could wave a magic wand and was omniscient and omnipotent and was able to tune into anyone, anybody, anytime. And yet, there's something very wrong with that model for me. And what's wrong with it is there's too many instances of really good people that have things go really bad for them, and they suffer immensely. And the question comes in, why would God allow that to happen for someone? Now, grace is an intelligence at a very high level. And It's as if grace can start a chain reaction from the high level. And it goes through all the dimensions until finally something shifts in our realm and it looks like a miracle. But the people here have something to do with it, I believe. That it takes petitioning of the higher realms. So, when Terry and I were talking about this, she was saying people seem to want to be able to control grace.
Or to want to be able to bring it into their hearts.
You know, can I share something, what I noticed yesterday?
Yeah.
That is, when they were speaking, they really expressed that focus on your desires and grace will be of support to your heart's intentions. In other words, don't look for grace outside of yourself. It needs to come from within, that desire. And then grace
yes.
can be of support.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And a person can't say, oh, man, I love grace. I want grace to be a part of me. And then that makes them be pulling on grace. And it's like trying to stick grace into a certain box or a certain role or something like that. And grace has to remain outside of all of the physicalness to be able to be free flowing, to be able to unstick stuck things. Grace can't get stuck in them.
I think, now you see, there's certain questions I'll bring up and we can talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not even sure of the answer myself without questioning them.
Mm-hmm.
But to bring in, to create a miracle,
they have to be able to see all aspects of it. They can't have their focus on some aspect because then they might miss something.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you just imagine you have this amorphous energy that can think, that can have volition, and that is...
Grace doesn't like to be assigned any amorphous. Or Grace is kind of like non-existent almost.
They don't like amorphous.
No.
No?
No. Because amorphous has to be connected with material and reality to be amorphous.
Do they just like the access?
It's not even like it. It's beyond liking. They don't like or not like or anything. They just are aware.
Well, I believe there are times when I've accessed grace.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not sure. I accessed something, and that and that I was in a flow that I had never experienced before.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That's a good way to say it.
And sometimes on these calls, I move into that more than other times.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking at how do I hold that space. Like, for example, last night when I did the healing, I was very much as much in the flow of the words I was saying. And did you guys notice that?
Seems smooth.
Huh?
Seemed like smooth. It went smoothy.
Well, it's beyond just like rehearsing.
Yeah.
Something is everything is tying together as I'm saying it. I can feel the energies move and tie together. And and at other times I'm not as good. I'm not doing that. And there's nothing I can say to myself. That will move me out of the more discontinuous energy pattern into a total flowing energy pattern.
Uh-huh.
Now, Terry said, we were talking about this earlier, and Terry commented on this quote from the English poet, William Blake.
Uh-huh.
He who catches the joy as it flies lives in eternity's sunrise. But he who binds himself so,
but he who binds himself, what? Finish it.
What was I saying?
But he who binds himself to the joy.
Oh, does the winged life destroy?
Yeah.
In other words, as much as you might like grace to be your partner, as much as you might like energetic strings to grace,
it's beyond it. It's beyond. I mean, one can't own grace.
Might it be, if I can butt in here for a second? Might it be something along the lines of you put yourself out with the concept of grace and the highest probability, possibility vortexes drop into materiality for the highest good for all concerned? Something like that?
Something like that.
It sort of struck me as like a Zen paradox that if you try to call grace in, it kind of contracts and limits grace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, grace is there for you. It can't be fettered with anything.
I wrote this down as a note. I don't know if I got it right. Maybe, Terry, you can tell me. But I wrote, attention on grace collapses the realms. Is that a good note from yesterday?
That's a good one. Yes.
Did they say that yesterday?
That's what I'm saying. I'm not sure. I'm not a great note taker because I have a question mark.
I think it's like I don't totally remember everything, but that sounds really right.
Mm-hmm. I have the realms in quotes. I wasn't maybe not sure that the realms is the right term there. But
no,
it collapses
it
something,
right,
attention, and collapses something, and I have the realms.
Yeah. It's like, and if you collapse it, then Grace doesn't have any power left. Grace has
it
to be up.
Seems like a Zen paradox, kind of. It, you know, focusing on it kind of wrecks it somehow.
Yeah.
In a way I don't quite understand.
You know, it's like that quantum paradox, or is it a wave, or is it a particle? Or when you observe something,
you put an extra energy into it,
and what you observe changes, right?
It changes the thing you're observing.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've experienced that very directly with people. If I have somebody in my space that is observing me, and they're not coming from the right consciousness, the fact that they're observing me in of itself, even if I have no interaction with them, can screw me up. Anyone have that experience?
Yeah, I think everybody I interact with affects me, and I have to, like, recenter myself, so.
Yeah.
I'll never forget the time that I did a piano recital, and everybody was watching me, and I went haywire. One hand went at a different speed than the other hand, and they didn't either hand miss a note, but it's like it fractionated me.
Mm-hmm.
The first hand finished, and then after a while, the second hand finished.
But that's way cooler than the normal way to play the song.
I know. It's like we were going, wow, that was great. No, it wasn't.
Another note I wrote down here, Terry, they actually said, the sources said something to the effect of, keep your sticky fingers off Grace. Do you remember that? It's like we were like,
they've been saying that to me over a few times today. You know, it's like you guys got sticky fingers.
Right.
I think we all want to grab
onto Grace and use it for our benefit somehow. And that's actually messes Grace up is kind of the feeling I got it from that.
Yeah, Grace can't operate anymore then. I mean, it's like binding Grace up. It's like distorting its field to the point where it doesn't have freedom to evaluate all the hologramic equations that make up everything anymore. It's like it's sticking Grace's attention on one aspect of the hologram, and it needs to review them all freely, like a spinning top needs to keep spinning.
I'm just reminded of that idea on when you let God go, so you have your intention. Like Heist was talking about, that you have your intention, keep your goal in front of you, and then you want help from the assistance from Grace or the higher sources. But so you have that as an intention, but then you let it go and don't focus on it. So I don't know if that's accurate.
Yeah.
Instead of focusing on it, you allow it to happen.
Right. You can allow Grace to do the work.
You know, I also, from a couple of years back, Terry, when you spoke, and it was replayed last week on the Whole Planet Healing, And what you said was like help can be asked for not only in words, but in desires and in yearnings, in speaking, in prayer, and in reaching out, in putting one's desires on the table, asking for when one asks, one puts it into the equation of the universal language.
Yes. And I did that all day with your house when paradise was burning down. I just, all day long, I did that. At the end of the day, I was dizzy.
Thank you, Terry. Thank you, honey.
Well, you know, guys, you're one of the people that I believe has had grace manifest in your life, okay? And, you know, if I was going to say why, and I have said why, I said because you somehow picked up early on this potential for transformation that the work we're doing has. And you decided to help out of wanting to bring that potential into manifestation. And that created a very high string to the other side that invoked a lot of special circumstances for you. You think that sounds right?
Oh, yeah, I know so.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people came into our calls and came and left. And I observed it. And at the very, you know, early on, I didn't know what I was doing. Now I still don't know what I'm doing, but
you're going somewhere.
I'm better at not knowing what I'm doing. Okay, but
you're more comfortable with it.
Well, I'm more comfortable with not knowing this, but you know, people came to help. They came and they went, and I observed it carefully because many of them thought I was going to be the next big thing and they could ride on my coattails and they wanted to get in on it. I see them doing that with Kimberly all the time and she lets those people in and it creates horror stories for her. But she doesn't know how not to let them in. In other words, she hasn't created, you know, excuse me, Kimberly, I mean this lovingly. She hasn't created the space to bring in someone who is helping her with the high intent that her work deserves, okay? And I did the same thing because I was so glad that anybody was paying any attention because I thought it was so crazy that, you know, how do you go from nothing to something? See, we have something now. We have something that goes beyond me, that keeps going and we have people holding the energy, and there's people coming into these calls regularly to that are having the understanding that by being on the call, you see, we are creating something outside of this realm. And then we can talk about this realm, but the creation is not in this realm. But we've seen shifts in this realm because of the creation. And I suspect on some of those shifts, grace was involved although, you know, we've never said grace do this, grace do that. We've never petitioned grace to do anything. We do petition the Elohim on Whole Planet Healing. And I do mention grace. Maybe that's not appropriate, but Hayes is probably the person, and Trudy is coming in as a second, and Antonio is coming in as a third, okay? That they're not, none of those three are expecting anything in return for what they do other than service to the planet, the highest service to the planet, and seeing the value of the work we're doing on an intrinsic level. And Hayes has had the most amazing phenomena happen to him, including his house not burning down. And, you know, we've heard his son's wart story and other things. And it's like learning how to do something without expecting any results. Now, Terry has had amazing phenomena and amazing things happen that it's like the part of her that's operating on the other side that reaches someone else that's operating on the other side. It can touch into that level, and suddenly there's a co-creation going on, and amazing things start happening that wouldn't have happened otherwise. And I think that's one key to accessing grace. And I don't even know if accessing is the right word. Probably isn't, from what Terry is saying. You also have to be doing things which almost require grace to be participating.
When you think from your heart, just imagine you think from your heart, then there is a total different energy to your thoughts. And when your thoughts go out there into the universe, coming from your heart, through your desires, through your love, through your wishes, that's a emotional energy, and then the energy from grace jumps in and brings those things to fruition.
That sounds right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I keep thinking about that hurricane, you know, and it's like a person can get really big and really small, and it's like I get really big, and it's like me and the Elohim are really big, and like we were all over the Gulf of Mexico. I mean, and the hurricane looked like a little thing compared to how big we were. And the Elohim pointed out all of those people on the shore praying because the hurricane was predicted to do a lot of damage. And each person that was praying was shining like a light. And the Elohim pointed it out to the hurricane, and the hurricane, it saw those lights in the people praying, and it agreed to drop its magnitude and to let the Elohim carry the energy to different parts of the world that needed more energy, and that the hurricane was doing a great service by giving up some of its energy to that. And during that period of talking to the hurricane, it dropped in magnitude by 1 point when it was predicted to go up by 1 point.
So you're saying that those aggressive energies from the storm, while it is within a certain vicinity of those prayers, they transform to a positive energy?
Yes, exactly.
Wow. Wow. And then you're looking from the top down. It's kind of like you're above, way above the earth. You see the storm. You see Mother Earth below it.
Yes.
Wow.
See the Gulf of Mexico.
Yes.
See the
those,
shore.
Those things. Yes. You know, what Wynn was mentioning on the blessings that I have experienced, you, Terry, you have been such a tremendous force in that and you know, a huge link in this to happen. I'm very grateful to you. I thank you.
Yeah, well, I feel thankful that I'm finally able to get on to the top side of things and to have gone through all the negativity I went through in my life and in my different lives and learn, you know, from it. I mean, see, it's like a thing. It's like sometimes it would seem like to people that like there may be no hope or something, but if you just keep going and keep going and, mm-hmm. and finding the way through the maze, it's like you can get there.
Awesome, Terry. This is great.
And I think we're off of BBS now, right?
I
intention,
7 o'clock.
Vision, and persistence.
Yes.
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 The energy from your heart. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
Have hope. Have faith.
Yes. Yes.
Love.
Yeah.
And I'd like to put up two of my favorite words to describe grace. One of them is synchronicity, and the other one is serendipity.
Yeah.
Serendipity. Yeah.
Wait. Yeah. Grace
focus
likes that.
On your, I'm reading here, focus on your desires. Grace will be of support through
yes.
your heart's intentions.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very well said.
And again, they are the anonymous 911 operator. So no questions for the rest.
That's right. That's right.
You know, maybe we should make some kind of picture with the anonymous 911 operator.
That should be something for Don.
The grace.
Yeah.
Don. You know, something that when people touch it, they say, "Ooh, I got it."
Yeah.
We got to go, though. We got to go.
And Terry, what planet is next?
What?
I said, Terry, what planet is next? Well, whole planet, really.
Right, right. Right.
Which planet? All of them.
I don't know. I hear the cars beeping in China.
That's the one that is, yeah. Thank you, God. Thank you all. See you at Whole Planet Healing.
Yes.
This session
Seattle.
Is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.